Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Before I go into today's topics, I'd just like to make sure you heard about the big announcement that the two Mako species made it onto the endangered species list. So it was supposedly a good day when two species made it onto the list, but is it really a good day when an animal species makes it on a list that entails all the other species that we humans brought to the brink of extinction? I don't think so. Granted, it's good that we finally acknowledge that we must protect the species, otherwise we'll wipe it out, but come on, we just abused this or that species for decades and now realize our mistake and put it on a list. So I do not see that as a success. It's more an admission of guilt. But hey, that's just me. So let's shift to today's topic. I want to talk about the fact that sharks do not want to hurt us when they bite. We touched this topic briefly before, but there are a few things I'd like to mention today. I know it sounds crazy, right, that sharks don't want to harm us, but just hear me out. The majority of bites are very superficial because the motivation is exploration, so trying to figure out what we are. So if they would have hands, they likely would grab us and try to get an understanding of our skin's texture, density, warmth, and whatever we get out of it when we touch things. And we may get even a step further, we may even smell it, or even lick the object to get another potential idea. Let's just say we use our tongue if we assume it's edible. Fact is, we use our hands, nose and tongue, to figure things out. Well, they don't have hands and tongues to figure us out. And the only grabbing and holding tool they have are their jaws. So when they do an exploratory bite, it should not be seen as an actual bite, but as an actual hold of the targeted human body part. I know you may say that it's just another way of explaining the cuts a person gets from getting bitten, but think about it. A bite has the basic assumption to cut something out or sever something, and not to use it as a tool to get further information. But this is what exactly happens here. So when it comes to sharks, we should rethink the majority of shark bites and redefine those. So what if a shark bites because it gets startled or bites out of stress? Is its underlying motivation to hurt us then? No, I don't think either. It's not to put a damage on us, but to protect itself. And that is a big difference, to protect versus to cause damage. One focuses on the inside, the other on the outside, the target. I struggled for years to make the difference known, but I don't seem to get really anywhere. It's similar when I try to convince everybody, including my colleagues, not to call shark bite attacks anymore. I remember that I got really ridiculed and mocked for it because I insisted that we should call it an incident or an accident. And the guy who mocked me the most published a paper years later and claimed this idea as his. Yep, that is academia for you. I don't hold a grudge against this guy. I rather pity him that he has to lower himself to that level because he can't come up with something original. Anyway, at the end, it's about trying to convince the general public. I'm drifting off here, so let's get back to our topic. It is a fact that a shark, quote-unquote, bite, is the exception to the rule in any shark-human interaction. Because of that, it should be more carefully defined. The jaw is a tool to hold a person's body part in position. That is the main task of the function of the jaw when it comes to humans, again, exploratory bite, and not to let teeth penetrate the issue. That is just a byproduct. So we should not focus on this byproduct, but on the reason why a shark is holding the human limb or body part in the first place. Once you start focusing on that part, the label bite loses pretty much all meaning. But it's not just this, the entire viewpoint of shark bite is flawed. No shark wants to hurt us since the wounds are just the outcome of the teeth, but as we just discussed, it is the tool to hold in most cases. But even a severe bite never has the underlying motivation to cause actual harm. It's more the type of motivation that is manifested in it. Let's take competition for a second. And yes, we briefly touched that in earlier podcasts as well. So the shark who bites the spearfisher multiple times does not have the intention of actually causing harm, since it just contacts the spear fisherman the same way as it would another shark should that one has the fish. So when one shark bites the other shark with the intent that the other drops the food, its goal is not to cause harm to the other shark, but to motivate to let go of the food. It's like shaking the other person who has something in his hand and you want it. Does a shark now approach and quote-unquote bite the spear fisherman? It does so with the same intent, but because our skin is much less robust than the one of a shark, the outcome is one or several wounds depending on how strong the intention of the shark is. So you see, we must be very careful when we use the shark bite as such when ignoring the underlying motivation. Of course, such viewpoints won't matter to victims, but it's important to make sure that an incident is seen in the media the right way. But I don't tell you anything new when saying that the media does not care about what is fact and what is fiction when it comes to shark bites. So this whole bite definition issue combined with the incident statistics need to be revised, but I truly doubt that the general media is mature enough, really mature enough, or open enough to take this so much needed step. Because that would mean that they would lose one of their best all-time highlights when it comes to incidents with animals, and what media outlet would willingly drop a guaranteed headline and sensation when it comes to selling their product? I hope some food for thought here, and well, that's it. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.